local attorney at law, Dan Dodson. Dan, welcome back.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
Dan's been into us before. Dan, no secret, proponent of potentially down the road legalized marijuana. There are three ballot issues on medical marijuana that folks are being asked to vote yes on. Your take on it?
I think it's time for it. One of the things, I mean, there are people who advocate against it, and we'll talk about some of them, but it's time for it for various reasons. One, it helps a lot of people. Two, prohibition's disastrous, but this is just medical. It's easy to be for this for who it helps.
Talk to us about what the ballot issues are. A bit confusing if you try to get into the weeds on them. They almost, a couple of them almost seem, if you read the ballot language, almost kind of seem to contradict one another a little bit.
I don't know if they contradict, and I can't say I've read them all that close, but the people that I have worked with are behind the first one, Proposition 2 or Amendment 2, whichever it is. There's 2 and 3 and then C, I think. And C is just the statutory one. And a lot of them are advocating, basically 2 and 3 are pretty similar, higher tax rate on 3, but it's the Brad Bradshaw Amendment, and I think that sort of turns a lot of people off. It all goes into some sort of fund that Brad Bradshaw controls. On the other hand, if that's the only one that passes, we'll be fine. There's nothing really wrong with that one. 2 has a reasonable tax rate, good controls, and does everything it needs to do. It's been very well researched and basically cribbed from the states who have had much success with medical marijuana. The statutory proposition, if one of the constitutional amendments wins, it just doesn't matter on that one. I got to say, there's nothing wrong with voting for all three. Nothing at all. If you're going to not vote for one, don't vote for number 3. Definitely yes on 2 and the statutory one, just in case more people prefer a statute.
Well, do you worry about the statutory one in that that may open the door for politicians to get in there and maybe do something in the state legislature?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not worried about mm-hmm. it. I hope one of the constitutional measures passes mm-hmm. so that can't happen mm-hmm. because it has happened before. That pet thing, mm-hmm. pet mill thing right, a few right. years ago. Just, no, we don't like that. Sorry, voters. I don't think they're even sorry. Mm. But still, pass it too, just in case some people are uncomfortable with it. Certainly vote yes on that one. And I'm okay with voting yes on the other two, but definitely on number 2, vote yes. Is my position on it. Mm.
Dan Dodson in with us this morning, KWS Open Air, 556-6397. Calls or comments for Dan. Also, if you'd like to shoot a text message and ask Dan a question about his pro side of the medical marijuana ballot issues, 573-556-6397. Make the pitch, Dan.
Just the pitch is out there. I mean, the people it helps, from the nausea and inability to eat enough to sustain yourself due to chemotherapy for cancer patients. That's one of the first things that came up that marijuana benefited. It goes through, there's just a whole list of them, anxiety, but the biggest one to me, and I've told you guys this before, I deal with a number of veterans who get caught up in the criminal justice system, going clear back to Vietnam veterans. And the younger guys, I think even more so, the PTSD, some of the things they go through with that, it's just horrible. And so many of them report, and there are, I don't think there are very many studies on this because you're not allowed to study marijuana. It's illegal, but they report great alleviation of their symptoms smoking marijuana. And I had one young man who got caught up in the justice system and basically got drug tested all the time and couldn't smoke anymore, and he ended up killing himself. And I have no doubt at all that that was at least a factor in it. I'm also very proud to report that I had another young guy who I was concerned about go through the Veterans Court program. They have one here, and he happened to do the one in Boone County. I think he's just doing really well now. I'm not sure what their position is on marijuana usage. I can tell you, in a nearby county, a rural county, I had got a prosecutor convinced, based on my client's history, that he needed to smoke marijuana. He was a depressed old Vietnam veteran, and she and the judge were agreeable to unsupervised probation on a felony, so basically so he could smoke, and he needs that. Hmm.
Interesting. Do you worry at all about some of the positions that, like, the Missouri Medical Association take, and also I believe we heard something about veterans organizations that may be against medical marijuana at this point.
I don't remember hearing about veterans associations, but there's going to be somebody on every side of everything, and people taking positions against their own interest because they have some other more important principle. And I you know, the medical association, yeah, this is sort of going to take some treatments out of their hands. There's something to be considered there in terms of whether to hear what, whether to not to take at face value what they have to say. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, there are a lot of guys like me, and there are a lot who are not, too. There are plenty of people out there who are criminal defense lawyers because they can make money doing it. And other than that, you know, they're not really behind the issues here. Most what I call true criminal defense lawyers would wipe out their own professions by dealing with crime differently, starting with marijuana and possibly even other drugs, decriminalizing, cutting away huge portions of our own business. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I think you can make the same arguments for any nonviolent crime. There are courts now dealing with thieves who basically try to guide them away, not by throwing them in prison where they hang out with other thieves and learn to do it better, but by dealing with the issues that they face, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. The veterans courts deal with a broad array of issues, but I sense even some of the personnel here, I can say for sure some of the personnel here in the treatment courts know that in the end, marijuana is not causing the problems they deal with. And in some cases, it's making the problems better. Anything having to do with violence, there just is no violence at all associated with marijuana usage.
How about medical marijuana as a gateway drug or a gateway to other drugs?
I mean, that's just, it's an old myth. And this one, Ms. Sweeney the other day cited a study or a report or something by a guy named Bob Troyer, who's the U.S. attorney out in Colorado. It's not a report, it's not a study, it's merely an opinion piece in a newspaper, and he goes through all of that stuff in here. And one thing I really liked, that he cited a publication called The Lancet, who's put out something saying that pain marijuana does not help at all as a pain medication or get people off of opiates. The studies say it does. The Lancet apparently has been around since 1823 and was once a well-respected medical journal, but now they can't seem to keep their website up. I can't find them. On Wikipedia, you'll learn that they've also proposed outlawing tobacco in the United Kingdom. And even the anti-tobacco people are saying you can't turn back the clock. If we banned tobacco, we would have 13 million people desperately craving a drug that they would not be able to get. That sums up prohibition generally.
Yeah.
But back to your question, were we talking about the gateway drug thing? That's an old argument with no real support. It's been around forever, but in the end, if you're not adventurous enough to try beer, you're not going to go to whiskey as a general rule. And if you never tried marijuana, you're probably not going to go straight to heroin, but that doesn't establish any sort of a causation. It just doesn't. I would agree that probably most people who try heavier drugs probably tried marijuana at some point, but that doesn't mean it causes it, and every study says it does not cause it.
Let's go ahead, slip your headphones on there, Dan, and we're going to go ahead and take a phone call here this morning. Good morning. You're on Open Air with Dan Dotson.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I may take a bit of exception to your analysis that it's not a gateway drug. My opinion is anything that you get started with is the gateway drug. Hey, just a general question, I guess. I've read through the language on all three. I'm going to forget which one. Maybe a couple of them had similar language that said, you know, kind of the list of things that it can help you with from a medical perspective. But the one thing that caught my eye is it says something to the effect of in addition to, but not limit, you know, not limited to the, you know, the following. So it's like, okay, here's the list. But oh, by the way, everything else that you could possibly think of that makes you feel bad, it can help you with. So that looks to me like that's kind of a legalese catch-all for everything else that you could possibly come up with that you think this might help you with. Me, that's, you know, I don't see that with any other kind of drug that you see advertised on TV. It's got a fairly limited scope that it talks about. And that's an issue I've got. The other one is, I guess, it's really hard if you got teenagers when they hear this and they say, well, gosh, you know, it can't be that bad because, the state's, legalizing or making it available and going to be deriving tax revenues off of it. And you know how hard that is to argue as a parent. I'll go ahead and hang up and let you comment.
Okay. You want to do the last one first?
I'll do the last one first. I think your teenagers already know it's not all that bad. And the reason being is it's not all that bad. There's nothing where, you know, this thing with the Lancet saying ban tobacco, they've got a lot more reason to do that. Tobacco is bad. In the long run, it kills a lot of people. Marijuana never has. It decreases violence. It makes people calmer. It does all kinds of good things. So I think your teenagers are already pretty aware of that. Your original thing, if you call anything that you did before something else a gateway to the second thing, then you win that argument, I suppose, but you're redefining the concept. Remind me what the middle point was.
The codicils within, that's a legalese thing.
But when I read it, I remember thinking it was pretty restrictive and it was going to be pretty hard for someone to just slide in any old thing as a reason to get their doctor to prescribe them marijuana. On the other hand, if there is something else that would actually be helped by it and your doctor agrees that that's so, is that a bad thing? I mean, I think doctors should be able to prescribe it for whatever it's good for. But my recollection from reading the language a while back is that it was actually pretty restrictive.
Okay. Dan Dodson in with us this morning on KWOS Open Air, talking to us about vote yes on the medical marijuana ballot issues you will see on your ballot in just a couple weeks. Come back, talk to Dan about when Joy Sweeney was here from Council for Drug Free Youth, that she pointed to medical marijuana, legalization of marijuana is really upping the crime rate in states like Colorado. When we come back with Dan Dodson on KWOS Open Air. Dan Dodson, attorney at law, on the pro side of the medical marijuana ballot issues, 556-6397, our number, or if you'd prefer to send a text, same number, 556-6397.
And let's go back to the phone lines. We have another caller. Good morning. You're on Open Air with attorney Dan Dodson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I think I recognize this voice. Okay. Fire away.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the report that the U.S. Attorney General was citing was the Rocky Mountain Hydra report. And I also did want to mention that some of the other comments, of course, obviously we all know that I stand on the other side of this issue. But some of the comments that Dan was mentioning, and obviously the crime one, which John mentioned right before we went to commercial, or went to all the other segments, it is also reflected in the Rocky Mountain Hydra report, and it's a longitudinal report that shows trends over time, and it shows that crime is increasing, homelessness is increasing, and some of the things that they were attempting to accomplish, like increasing tax revenue, have not happened based on the legalization of marijuana. And Dan keeps saying that this is just about medicine. It's not about medicine when you don't have a substance that can be dosed or prescribed by a doctor or approved by the FDA. And those are some of the things that we would like to see. That's why there's three different ballot initiatives, because even the marijuana industry is not clear on how to do this right.
Daniel?
Well, I wasn't able to link to any of the reports that Bob Troyer, that I saw in his op-ed that it seemed like you were referring to the other day. He had a commentary, and it cites just the usual stuff. I'd like to see a link to this Rocky Mountain report that you're talking about, because everything else seems to say the opposite. And in reading Bob Troyer's commentary, based on what he claims to have known, he had put things in there like, well, there's no tax benefit when you consider this, this, and this, but he didn't consider the costs of incarceration, the costs of law enforcement, and somehow his op-ed and this report that you're telling me about didn't seem to reconcile with any other reports that none of that stuff is true. The tax benefits are enormous because this is something, and then you add into that the law enforcement and incarceration costs that are saved. It's almost uncontested. What I really wonder, Joyce, is if it's as bad as you say it is, why is, and this whole op-ed from Troyer is saying we can't continue to expand this. The legislature wants to expand it. Canada's gotten into it. And, in the end, why are there not any great calls to repeal these things if they're so bad?
Okay, Joy, just real quick.
To repeal these things. And secondary, to your statement about the tax benefit, currently, we don't tax medicine in the state of Missouri. So this is going to set up a whole new issue for us in the state of Missouri because medicines aren't taxed. So is this really medicine or are we planning to tax something?
Okay. We're going to cut it off there. Just your answer real quick, Dan, and then we'll go from there.
I'm not sure I agree that taxing medicine is a good thing, but I think to make people more willing to consider this as something that'll work for people, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing here.
Okay. Attorney at law, Dan Dotson with us. ProSci to the three medical marijuana issues you were seeing on your ballot coming up in a couple weeks. Dan, we always appreciate your take on it, sir.
Glad to be here. Good to see you guys.
Very good. Thank you, sir.